Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I want to just call our attention to an aspect of the Bible in a few minutes, or just for a few minutes. So many things about the life of Jesus. If you want to study the life of Jesus, no university research as big as, all university research since we started learning on earth cannot exhaust it. You know why? All things consist in Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. He is the head of the church, or over the church in every aspect. So if I really want to study Him, from where do I start? I just start by starting. So when will I stop? When will He end? It is life without end. He occupies eternity. So if you are allocating time for your research, eternity is not enough. You see, the word Christ itself that sums up everything is totally, you cannot exhaust it. When you want to research it, it will always come back to a new beginning. He's everything. My prayer is that we realize that all our lives in the name of Jesus. You can appreciate why that great caller, history has not produced another one with such revelation. A statesman by excellence. Talk about the fear of God. Very few will compare. I'm talking of Paul. Towards the end of his life, from the prisons where he probably died, he wrote, he said, that I may know Him. So I haven't read all that he knew. Then you won't wonder. He was still asking God to know Him. This is, and the power of His resurrection. Ooh, Christ Jesus. The Christ aspect of Him is just too much. We give God the glory. So I just want to look at certain things about His life. I want to talk on prayers for the next 10 minutes. And I want to pick it from Him. I'll get into some other people's comments, but I want to pick it from Him. My first scripture is why I'm singing this song. Maybe somebody is activating it in the spirit, and that's why he's seeing things flow in the spirit. If it's not you, please don't bother. If it's you, you don't need to come out. Just appreciate God. But you are disturbing the atmosphere, and God will have us consider that. You know what you are singing? As that day panted for the water, so my soul longed. And that started occurring to you since you came into the service.
I long to worship.
I want you to turn to the Gospel according to St. Luke in chapter 18. Hallelujah. I'll read the first 8 verses. If you're there, say amen. And he, Jesus, spake a parable unto them to this end, that is, for this reason, or to capture this, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, so that was the conclusion of what he was telling to them, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God. I mean, could be bothered about God. Neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that same city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Though he bear long with them, though he tarries, though he delays, though he looks like he's been long, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. In the New Living Translation, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people. That is, I do my stuff. I'm never intimidated or cajoled to do anything by anyone. Not even God. Can you imagine? But this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people? We cry out to him day and night. Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith? Now, I want to take it from the Amplified Bible, then I'll make some comments. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not turn coward, faint, lose heart, give up. He said, In a certain city, there was a judge who neither reverenced and feared God, nor respected or considered man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary." And for a time he would not. But later he said to himself, "Though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me, or assault me, or strangle me." Then the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth?" Praise the Lord. Quite a bit to at least glean from this passage. Number one, we see Jesus's perspectives on prayers. What Jesus taught of prayer. What Jesus taught on prayer, or what Jesus' thinking was on prayer. If I can get his thoughts on prayer, and I can receive grace to follow suit, will I win in life? Automatically. If I get the right perspectives on prayer, if I get a good teacher to show me what prayer is all about and what it will do and why I should do it and how to ask God for grace, I will get it. Much more Jesus teaching. You know, one man of God said, Jesus never taught his disciples how to preach. He only preached and they saw him. He never taught them how to teach. He only taught them. He never taught them how to fast. But one thing he taught them, he taught them how to pray. And that was even at their instance. Because they went to him, they said, "Teach us how to pray." And it took time to teach them how to pray. And so that immediately begins to stress the importance of prayers. I was talking to a young lady yesterday, or we were talking to a young lady yesterday, and she was asking some questions. I understood her perfectly. I understood perfectly that she's getting interested in the spirituals. I understood her perfectly that she began to understand that there could be different sources of spirits and spiritual power or empowerment. And so the question was, how do you discern? And having discerned, how do you see? And my first response was this: do you read your Bible? Just reading and enjoying the Bible does something. It lends power to understanding it. And when that begins to happen, there is a regeneration of your being. You understand what I'm saying? There is a transformation. It takes you from conforming, as it were, and it takes you gradually, stage-wise, to becoming like him. This word, like he said, is what, rather, his life and his spirit. So when I'm reading the Bible and I begin to get pulled into understanding, because reading will automatically pull me into striving for understanding, and I begin to get to that level, I feel the fire. Guess what is happening? My nature begins to change. It's not because I will not be tempted by sin. It's not because I will not be tempted by doubt. It's not because I will not be tempted by, you know, the natural things and the negatives around. But the difference that you begin to see is that even when I sleep, I get so uncomfortable, I pull back. Because it's not my nature. Even when I pull back again. Because see, my equilibrium is here. But you see, the natural is here. But I'm born again now, I'm a new creation. My equilibrium has shifted. That is, the center of my oscillation has shifted. In physics, what we say, the fulcrum about which the dangling happens has been shifted. The center of my being has been shifted. And so no matter how much I dabble or struggle, I will swing back. And the more I study my Bible, the more I'm shifted into Him. And so the first way to get things straightened out, get into the Bible. All things were made by Him, and through Him was nothing made that was made. And if you are getting to the Bible, you will pray. Help me tap your neighbor on the shoulder. Say, can't you see that's your blessing? Tell them, can't you see that's your blessing? Hallelujah. Because how can you read this Bible and not pray? When I say your fulcrum shifts, that means, come on, are you somebody here with me? Somebody hearing me? That means I'm now in sync with Him. I have a relationship with Him. I am now in Him. He is now in me. So it's not just a head stuff. See, the supernatural education which comes from the Bible affects the heart, and the heart connects the mind. It changes nature. His life and his spirit. That's why when you speak the word that you believe, you create even in the physical. That's why healing will take place. That's why when we pronounce something, deliverance will take place. Because we are speaking his word. We're just a channel. We just become channels rather, or vessels of proclamation. So he says, teaching them, he says, men always ought to pray. Otherwise, men born again will behave and suffer like those who are not born again. Because when you are not, you become cowardly. You will begin to faint. You begin to lose heart. You begin to become hopeless. You feel like your helplessness is irredeemable. Whereas Jesus dwells inside of you. Oh, I feel the fire. Men always ought to pray. And what does, put it back, please. What does always ought to pray mean? Luke 18:1. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they always ought to pray and not turn cowardly or faint or lose heart or give up. You don't want to give up? Really, why would you give up? You will give up because you don't think there's a way out. That's all. You give up because you think, I'm doomed here. There's no way. But see the story he told them. He said, in a city, there was a judge. In that same city, there was a widow. Two ends of the spectrum. A judge is an elect. Come on. Hello. Oh, yes. A widow, one of the poorest and the most downtrodden, the most vulnerable. Can you see? And the widow is going to the judge for deliverance. And the judge said, who is this one? Please block, don't let him come. But the widow will continue to come. The first question I want to ask is this. Why would the widow continue to come? And there was a widow in the city. The next verse. And for a time he would not. But later he said to himself, do I have never? Yes, the next one. Yeah, because this widow continues. Why will she continue? Come on, talk. Yeah, because she wants an answer. Right? Why? So still tell me, why would she continue? Sorry. Because she knew that that's the source of my deliverance. And so she kept coming. She kept coming, and they threw her out. And we find many examples in the Bible. The Syrophoenician woman bringing her daughter to be healed. And but you see what I'm trying to say? Don't stop. She had confidence. She knew her source. She knew that he would do it. Yeah, I don't have time. I don't have time. The disciple said, "Master, this woman has been following us for days. Please answer her." He said, "Look, healing is for the children. It's not for dogs. Or the meal is for the children. It's not for dogs." The woman said, "The dogs will eat this. If you think that will stop, no. You think Jesus was trying to stop her? No. He was testing her resolve. That is what defines her faith. Do you trust God to do it? Oh, I feel the fire. Do you trust God to do it? Then stick. Can you see what Jesus thinks about praying? Matthew 7:7, which we were sharing on Tuesday during the anointing service. Jesus was speaking still. He said, "Ask and keep on asking." Can you see his attitude? You see his understanding of prayer? Is that your understanding of prayer? Because you prayed for 1 year, you say, "I beg, I'm going to marry a Muslim. I'm going to marry a Buddhist. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to have myself some men boyfriend, whether they are occultists. It doesn't matter. As long as when I feel emotionally depressed, I go there and I get satisfied and they give me money. So a big deal." So you have given up on God giving you what you want. He says the only reason you won't give up is if you constantly pray. And why will you be constantly pray? Because I know he will do it. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Excuse me. Because everyone that asks, Taiwo said it. Let me say that. Taiwo said it. Jesus said, "If you keep on asking, you will get it." Is somebody ready to get it today? From today, you will get it. In the name of Jesus. Because everyone, can you see his attitude towards things? So let me just give you one more verse and I stop. See Jesus in Mark 11:24. He said, "And you, when you what? Pray, do what? Believe that what? You receive. And you will what? You will what? You will get what you are believing God for." Mark, yeah. "And for this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, whatever, believe, trust, and be confident." That was what that woman heard. She was confident. Although that man would not care, that man didn't reckon with her, that man would disrespect her, that man would. A lot of times our ego that causes problem. What is it? Is it because he's a pastor? Is it because he's a leader in that church? And because everybody is going to him, "I beg, let him go." It's because that's not where you don't think you're connected to Jesus there. That's why. But if you know you will connect to Jesus there, you won't care. You will come and sit down at the corner and be looking. They can't come down. Even when the man looks at you, he frowns. There is the one that you carry and the one that is in you. He's beckoning to me. Wasn't that what happened to you? As soon as I stretched my horse's name now, Samo. Great segregation. Oppression of the black. Of the blacks. The man knew that God was talking to him. Pangham had a Bible school in Dallas. He could not register. He was a black man. No room for blacks. That's like a widow. Pam was teaching in the class, an all-white class. But this black man, the son of a slave, blinded in an eye, destitute, as it were, of color and position. He will come. He dare not enter. He will sit at the window and listen. And watch and listen and listen and listen. We don't know the name of anybody in that class. Today we don't. We don't say more. Eternity knows say more. He went to every class by the window. I'm sure when they walk past him, they say, Some will even call him name. He didn't get angry. But I said, today I don't know anybody in the class. You don't either. But we don't say more. As soon as street. Our generation is still celebrating the 70 centenaries of a few years back. Of what God did with a man rejected, thrown away, but that God never rejected. A man that was persistent in coming to God. Prayers is not just repeating endless and unbelieving words. Prayer is repeating what you know it is. He has said it. He will do it. Can you see it yet? It's coming. Until it comes, I am here. I am waiting. I am going nowhere. Ooh, I feel the fire. We have to close. Shall we rise? Today, in the next 3 minutes, for those who have something to give, to ask God, in our month of supernatural answers, you will get an answer. If you don't have anything to ask him, sit down or remain seated. If you do have something to ask him, this is the moment. If you are tired standing, sit down. It doesn't matter. I will still hear you. You can even lie down. I start to count in the name of Jesus. Ask him. We want to see your glory. You ask him, don't sing. See your glory. See your glory come down. And as we praise your name, heaven's rain, sing your glory come down. Lay before the Lord. He's able to do beyond your expectations and beyond all you're asking. To touch the throne with a request this morning. Everybody is doing their bit. In the name of Jesus, he's here. He hears the prayers of the saint. He says, shall he not answer? He says, he will speedily avenge you. Speedily, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The first prayer is this. If you are sick in your body, lift up your hands. Father, here we are in your presence. You are the one that said in your word that the prayer of faith will heal the sick. Though we are not laying hands right now, but we know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And where your spirit is, there is liberty. Every spirit of infirmity right now, I address you in the name of Jesus. And I come against you through the blood of Jesus. I break your hold. I command their healings. Whether internal or external, in the name of Jesus. And so I declare boldly, in the name of Jesus, as it concerns you, your marriage, your family, your business, your ministry, as it concerns Fountain, I say you are head. You are not here. You are above only, never beneath. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukeju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.